drummed out and forgotten. Reality control.
Live.
Yes, it's all true on WMUC-FM, College Park.
what the man says is always right. Cup your hand so you can fight. There is no way of getting around it. He'll lock you up and in your head he'll pound it. Destruction is the only road you're headed for. There isn't any road behind those steel doors. You just can't win. Thank you.
does it burn inside when she starts to love another?
Red.
Oh, hello there. This is WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is full of technical difficulties. If you're coming here and trying to use the computer in the FM control room, the internet is acting kind of off and on.
Yeah, it's acting kind of fuzzy.
Yeah. So we're here. So I played a bunch of stuff. I'll tell you what I played. First track was from The Janitors. That was called "Here They Come," from the album "Evil Doings of an Evil Kind." Then was Iron Butterfly. "You Can't Win," from the album "Heavy," and then from "Sleep," "Dragonaut." And after that was Aphrodite's Child, "The Four Horsemen," from the album 666.
Oh, sounds very diabolical.
Yeah, it's all based on Book of Revelation. All the tracks in the album. It's a thing. It's a concept album.
Oh. So did you enjoy the snow yesterday?
No.
Oh, you didn't enjoy that?
No. I mean, I like looking at it.
Yeah, it's nice to look at it.
From inside my warm apartment.
Yeah, like drinking like hot chocolate or something like that, but did you go out yesterday?
Yeah, I went to Little Blue Menu.
Oh,
and maybe I should give them a plug. I don't know if you'd be interested in this, but every Tuesday night at Little Blue Menu, you know where Little Blue, well, you live right next to it.
It's in front of my window.
Every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, they have a trivia contest that's lots of fun.
Oh, inside the building, right?
Yep.
You know, before it was just like a waiting room to pick up the stuff, like, and now they have a trivia night.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And yesterday I won a t-shirt for perfect attendance.
Really?
Three nights in a row.
A Little Blue Menu t-shirt?
Yeah.
Is it blue?
Yes.
Oh. So yesterday, Jay, I went to D.C. because I had a meeting for my research at the Catholic University. And just walking under the snow was just horrible for me. I had to take shelter every time I could.
Well, horrible. Were you slipping and sliding?
What?
Were you slipping and sliding?
No, but it was all wet and cold, and I don't like that. I don't like flu, you know?
Flu. I don't think I ever had the flu.
Are you made of steel or something?
No, I kind of live in dirt. I think I'm immune to... So it's so many germs and I'm immune to everything.
Even to flu?
I've never had it.
Well, maybe someone might need to study your blood or to create a cure for flu or something like that, because living without flu, I envy you. I envy you. So yeah, that was my adventure yesterday. It was so cold, so wet. I'm glad it's not... I can take rain, but not snow. It just... I'm a tropical guy. You know, like palm trees, sun.
Well, I like... If I had the choice, I don't like rain. I mean, the rain makes me all wet. The snow flakes bounce off of me.
Yeah, but you know, like at first the snow, it stays in my hair, and at first it's like solid.
Well, why aren't you wearing a hat?
Because
you have no right to complain. Are you wearing gloves?
I didn't.
You have no right to complain.
I mean, it was my face, my hair. Well, the hat, but. The one I took with me, I didn't like that hat for that occasion. I had to be like really fancy yesterday, so. And I had like a beanie, a dark beanie, and I cannot show like really fancy with a dark beanie, like. I don't know, people might start thinking stuff about me.
Well, when I go someplace with hat and gloves, when I get to the place, I put the hat and gloves on the chair and sit on them.
Oh, that's smart. And when you take it back home, it's warm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very smart. So, oh, and do you like the pizza from Little Blue Menu?
I haven't tried it. Did you try it?
Yeah, I like it. Do they still have pizza?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's nice. So Jay, I want to share a song with you. It's from a Colombian rock band. So, and I discovered them recently. It's I think from the 1980s or so. So I hope you like it. And this is Kraken with Lenguaje de mi piel.
Okay, release the Kraken.
Nuevo aliento.
That was Kraken with Lenguaje de mi piel. It was the live version. And yeah, so up next, I'm going to play some Dio. But I'm just waiting for stuff to load. So
okay. If it's stuck again, I'll start another Iron Butterfly. Is it stuck?
Yes. Why don't you start with another song, and I. So just a minute, we are setting up stuff. So
okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, so we're ready. What is the name of the song?
Possession by Iron Butterfly.
Okay, let's go with Possession.
There we go. That was Psychedelic Sacrifice by the band The Electric Hellfire Club. I found that CD by accident. It was in the bargain bin, and I thought it looked cool, but I didn't know that it would turn out to be so good.
Jay, do you like to go thrifting?
Yeah.
What is a good place to get, like, to buy, like, records and CDs?
I can't think of any place that's nearby.
Maybe. Did you go to CD Depot?
Yeah, I used to go. I hate that place. Well, it's gone.
Yeah.
I hate that place. First of all, you can't even reach the records because you have to crawl over stacks of cardboard boxes before you can even look at the records. You've been there, right?
Yeah, I was there. I bought a couple of records.
Yeah, I don't go record shopping anymore. I'm trying to get rid of. I have. You know how many records I have at home?
How many do you have?
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Your apartment is kind of small, right?
Yeah, and it's all filled up with records.
At least it's filled with nice music.
True.
So Jay, we have 13 more minutes, so what is next?
I lined something up but I forgot what it was, but I think, wait a minute, let me push the button, and then I'll tell you what it is.
Thank you. Now, over Detroit, Michigan, and even over into the Canadian side of the Great Lakes, in 1986 in the summer, over 100 people inquired about, it looked like, fire raging in the skies. This was nothing more than a hologram display, and nobody was told about it. This happened. Over 100 inquiries, and it was even written up in the Detroit newspapers. So do we see that it is a possibility that fire being brought down from heaven and it won't even be real? How in the world then could they make an image to the beast? Right now in the Orient, right now Japan has already developed technology where they can use holograms and make entire movies, and every one of the people are in living color, but there's no actors whatsoever. You'll go to the movie and you'll think that it's John Wayne on the screen when it's nothing more than holograms. And if you were to go on the set, you can run your hand through the light rays. Here's an image. And at a certain time, all over the world, people would be told, at a certain time, you must worship the Messiah. Remember in ancient Babylon, at a certain time, when they blew all the flutes and the horns, they had to bow down and worship the image? And here on television and cable, there could be a time, this is only a possibility, that I want you to watch. And we would have to bow down at a certain time. And now the introduction, several years back, of fiber optics into every television set made today in an AT&T telephone system. Fiber optics, you can look both ways through the television. When the television is turned off or on, somebody can sit in a control room, punch a button, and look into your house. This is reality today. But of course, it has not been implemented yet. But when the beast comes into total control, how are they going to know whether you worship the image of the beast? And it says, anyone, verse 15, he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak. And in these movies they're making in Japan, you can actually read the lips of the fictional characters there out of holograms, and it looks like a live human being. And even with a sound off, you can tell what they're saying. Wouldn't that fool somebody? What if right there he is and he dematerializes right in front of you, just like they do on Star Trek, when they beam down and beam up? Wouldn't that be something to cause the world to think truly this is a spirit being, and he only materializes and we worship him, and then he dematerializes and you can't see him because he's invisible? He would cause the beast should both speak, this is the image, and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. How are they going to know whether you worship that image unless they have a control mechanism to determine whether you're doing it or not? They must have a way to enforce this, or the Bible is not true. We'll have to wait to see how they enforce it.